Your morning team show on WSGW. Dave and Pat and Charlie and you. Online, WSGW.com, and on air, 100.5 and 790. Thank you, Alexa and Siri, for finding WSGW. Our show itself is sponsored by Sound of Sleep Lab. You know, if you've got a sleep disorder, get it handled properly with the two board-certified sleep specialists and the two nurse practitioners at soundofsleeplab.com. That's soundofsleeplab.com, your morning team sponsor. 7:43, the famous Olympic theme that's been part of the Olympic Games for so many years.
Huge fanfare.
I know that I'm showing my age here because NBC has had coverage for over 30 years, I think.
Gosh, at least.
But whenever I hear that music, I hear Jim McKay's voice from ABC. I just do.
That's where it all began.
With
ABC's coverage. Yesterday, the International Olympic Committee has officially named new medal sports for future Olympic Games.
Oh.
If I understand correctly, these sports will actually be debuting at the Tokyo Games, but they won't become medal events until the Paris Games in 2024.
Gotcha.
Are we going to use the term sports advisedly here?
Well, again, you can determine for yourself what you consider sports.
Well, I saw something yesterday about breakdancing.
Oh, yes! Yeah. Breakdancing is now...
Oh, yeah.
Well, that is correct.
Hey,
come
you're
on.
Sweating. You're being active. Right?
It's officially going to be called breaking. Not breakdancing, just it's breaking.
Breaking or breaking? Breaking.
Breaking. Okay. Breaking, yes. It'll be an official Olympic sport come 2024, but it's going to debut in Tokyo.
I wonder what the Greeks would have thought about that.
Well, I'm sure there are some breakdancers that look at the weightlifters, for example, and say, wow,
yeah,
I'd rather be breakdancing. Or in this case, breaking. It's going to be called breaking, it says here, as it was in the 1970s by hip-hop pioneers in the United States.
Yes.
Breaking was actually proposed by Paris organizers almost 2 years ago after positive trials at the 2018 Youth Olympics in Buenos Aires. Breaking passed further stages of approval in 2019 from separate decisions by the IOC board and full membership. So breaking will take place. And it says in Paris it will be taking place in a downtown venue, offering it prestige for a first-time medal event.
Hmm.
Also, along with breaking, by the way, the executive board has approved skateboarding, surfing. And it says here, sport climbing. I'm not quite sure what that constitutes, but it says sport climbing.
I'm assuming climbing, are they talking like climbing cliffs? Or
that's what I'm thinking, yeah.
Or is there just going to be a wall?
I don't know if it's going to be one of those manufactured walls that you can do, yeah.
Yeah, probably. Probably not a cliff.
It'd be kind of interesting, it says here, for surfing, by the way. Because when it takes place, it will have to be done about 9,000 miles away in the Pacific Ocean off the shores of Tahiti. So it'll be kind of removed from the Paris.
You won't walk from one venue to the other, let's put it that way.
Talk about needing a very special ticket for that one. Hate to make the commute from the Olympic Village. there are also, by the way, you know, I mentioned weightlifting. Actually, weightlifting, it says here, is one of those sports that is going to see a subtraction of the 329 medal events planned for Paris. It'll be 10 fewer than in Tokyo. Four of the medal events in weightlifting will be lost, as well as boxing. It doesn't say what the cuts will be in boxing. One of the reasons it says that weightlifting is going to be diminished is because the sport continually is having doping problems and concerns over the pace.
Yeah.
Come on, is there anything more impressive than some of those guys getting up there and getting a bar up upon their chest before they heave it over their heads with that bar that just bends because there's so much weight on it? You're thinking, how is this person physically able to do that? And then once they get it locked in, then they slam it down so it bounces 5 feet in the air. It's always crazy if you ask me.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. Is there any other news? Breaking. That's the big news from yesterday. Brand new sport.
I'm going to have to get reacquainted with breaking, and maybe I'll have to watch Breaking 2 Electric Boogaloo now to try to Do you remember that one? Do you remember that great movie?
I don't remember that.
Good job for you. Yeah.
When was that?
I think it was like 83.
Well, when they show the Olympics on TV, I'm sure they don't show 300 and some different activities, and hopefully breaking won't be one of them.
Hey, on cable come they on. Do. Wasn't it the past Olympics, though? Hasn't there been so much coverage available on other channels beside your main network channel?
Good. Send them elsewhere, yes. Let them watch it on
I guarantee, Dave, I guarantee it's going to be on like a Saturday morning or something like that. You won't maybe, on the main one.
Well, I'll be here working, so I don't have to worry about it.
That's going to be great.
Let's see.
If synchronized swimming
can be an event.
It is an event. The break dancing. Come on, Dave. There's at least more movement.
I see the swimming. Yeah, I see that. I don't see the dancing.
For some, would you like to, how about synchronized breaking? Now that,
In the pool.
In the pool. Okay. Again, folks, you determine for yourself what is sport and what maybe not, but that is what the future of the Olympic Games brings. Of course, we got to have the Olympics, first of all, next year in Tokyo.
Yeah, that's right.
Still no esports, though. For the Olympics, right?
Stay tuned in the future, perhaps. Yeah. There will be, which that surprises me, for as big as esports is worldwide and all the money that there is in it.
Yeah.
I'm sure the Olympics want a piece of that at some point. How about e-breaking sports? No, 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 no. Stop it.